For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, you've got my brain a-thinking. You've inspired a thought. I'm a weapon of change, and I want to see change across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine.
You have said you're a weapon of change numerous times in the last 2 weeks. You need to stop.
It upset a listener, which, and they passed that on. They were like, that's ridiculous that you called yourself a weapon of change. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm like.
Yeah. Poke the bear and he just goes.
You shared something incredible. I think it was like 24 hours ago today. That your mate, who started dating someone, it's the third magician, close-up magician that she's dated.
Yep. Shout out to Alicia.
And she's not hanging around like magic circles, like you said.
No, the community is, yep. She isn't in some weird community where they all go do tricks for each other.
I mean, that'd be sick.
It would be cool.
But you and I have discovered keen interest in our shared love of magicians. And it got me thinking. Because, you know, I can't stop this thing up here. It's just always going. Have you ever seen a female close-up magician?
Did you make a frog appear? I think so. It was literally like before I could speak, it was like, ah.
Are you a magician? Is there a frog in your throat?
Sorry. Wait, I'm going to keep pulling them out. Ribbit.
It was too loud to not bring up. Have you ever seen a female close-up magician?
Well, you shocked me, obviously. You shocked the frog out of my throat. No, I haven't. I haven't seen a close-up magician that is a female, and that is something that we need to change, right? Or is it just females aren't interested in learning the close-up magic?
So I've been doing some research today on a website called CrowdPleaser, and I said, show me the best female magicians in Geelong. And it was like, nothing meets your search criteria.
Meaches, right. Sorry. But, well, I'm lashing out.
But I have found, now this is in Melbourne, she's far away. Kath Jamison is allegedly Australia's number one female magician. And the fact that she's labelling herself as the number one female magician, well, if there is only one, you're automatically number one, right?
Yeah.
If you have seen a female magician, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. She's a mentalist as well, but it leads with magician. Oh, magician is her bread and butter.
Yeah, no. I have seen a mentalist. We don't, like, that's different. I want to know the card tricks, the crazy hands.
Frogs in throats.
Rabbits out of hats. Scarfs out of chest. I don't know. You know.
I think it's a bit easier for a woman to do scarfs out of a chest.
Ready? I got these ready? I've got it now. I am a magician. You've discovered.
I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but if you wanted to quietly learn magic and not bring it up for 6 months and then the week leading up to Christmas, just put on a magic show, Davo, I would give you my savings account. I would just give you everything. I'd be so impressed.
As exciting and enticing as that deal is, I am a performer and I would not be able to hold that in.
All right. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. And again, I don't think we're going to get someone calling, but on the off chance that someone can tell us what it was like. And I don't, like, it's not, I don't want to be offensive, like, oh my God.
No. It's not.
Like, when have you ever seen one?
No, and it's all, like, we love women. You love women. We love women.
Married one.
Yeah, and we like to raise them above the rest. It's not about that.
I'm sure she'd be the best.
It's literally, I've just never seen one.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Have you ever seen a female magician? We want to talk to you. The best I can find is one in Melbourne. She's allegedly Australia's number one female magician, Kath Jamison. Now, Davo, she has astounded on her website. She's astounded Tim Burton, Dawn French, and Sophie B. Hawkins.
Incredible.
She's astounded them.
Astounded is a fantastic word.
Available Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Great.
Very open calendar. Bookings, $480 to $4,000.
Okay, $4,000's up there.
$480's up there for me.
Yeah, but we could get a group together and get a bit of razzle-dazzle happening.
All right. Well, razzle-dazzle is a great word because we have had a magician, a local magician, call through. It is Dazzling Dan Kapoof. Dazzling Dan.
Here he is. I don't know.
How do you formally say hello to a magician?
How do you say hello to a magician? Applause is nice, you know. Woo!
Abracadabra.
Dazzling Dan. So you're a magician here in Geelong. You'd be great inside to this. What's your knowledge on here in Geelong? Have we got some great female magicians?
Well, there's my daughter here, Isabella, who's won third place at the Melbourne Magic Festival competition.
Oh, so, that's cool.
I'm proud of her. She's here if you want to say hello.
Absolutely. Hello, Isabella.
I'll pop you on speakerphone.
Oh, that's great. Sorry. I believe the next generation of incredible magicians is there. Isabella, hello. We're Tim and Davo.
Hi.
Pioneering magic.
This is so exciting, Isabella. You love a bit of magic.
Yeah, I've just been around it my whole life.
Okay, have you? So Dazzling Dan, that's a great name. Have you got a magician name?
Nah.
Okay, well, room to grow. Is it kind of like you earn your stripes and it's like when you're ready to get out there, that's when you get your magician name?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe she's just razzled, but she's not dazzled yet. You know,
well,
there's these two.
Put her on the spot there.
Nah, that's fair.
Sorry, Dazzling Dan. what are you, like, we have just only recently discovered that Dave and I have this shared interest and passion for close-up magic.
Yeah.
Would you be open to coming into the radio station and doing some magic with us and for us?
Yeah, I've been performing magic over the radio years ago. I did a few tricks over the radio, and then during COVID, we had to do magic over Zoom calls, so developed magic that could be performed over the video, and so, definitely something I can do.
Well,
I am incredibly excited by this. I can't even begin to tell you.
Watch out for Davo's mate, though. Wonderful. She might make you number four on her list of dating magicians. But Dazzling Dan, keep next week free because we will absolutely get you in here, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, and Cass is a good friend of mine. So, yeah, I know Cass Jamison.
Right.
And,
there you go.
If you could give us a discount code to use her. She does run pretty high. That'd be excellent.
Tim and Davo.
If you work in marketing or know someone that works in marketing, you know it's tough yakka to get your product or get your word out there, get your imaging out there, whatever it is.
100%. But when it stands out and it's done a little bit differently, I don't know about you, but I find it so impressive. And it's like a standard business, let's talk about it like a Cotton On or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they're known for clothes and they do something that's just genuinely funny and out there. You go, good, you nice, that's well done, rewarded. You can have my like, which is what you deserve.
Yeah. And I think, like, especially now with the internet, there's a lot of that creativity in there. Yeah. But back in the day, it was all about getting your product in front of people and selling them.
Yeah.
And I mean, back in the 90s in particular, multi-level marketing was king.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but can you remember your mum? And I am stereotyping with your mum here, but not your mum, mums in general.
You leave Burn out of this.
She's a lovely lady by all reports, yet to meet her. But, you know, can you remember her ever going to these sort of lounge room parties?
I don't remember my mum doing it. I had a couple of mates and my wife had a bit of a dabble in it.
Oh, did she do the selling or did she do the...
Bit of selling. And it was like she was like... Octagon level or whatever the spheres were, and it was essential oils. And
essential
I don't want to speak.
Oils. I forgot about the essential oil ones. Yes.
But yeah, so that's a little bit later. But yeah, like it's like that. I'm assuming, and I don't want to cut you off here. It's like, are we talking about like Tupperware style multi level?
I just want to really let's just have a like brainstorm and think back about these things, like a bit of a throwback Thursday situation here.
Okay.
So I'm looking at ones like you said, the essential oils. Amazing.
Yep.
They went nuts. It was all these ladies and, you know, obviously I'm once again stereotyping there, but it was typically the ladies would go to one of their friend's house. One of their friends has signed up for this company like a Tupperware, like an Avon, like a Nutramedix,
but
whatever it is.
It was so confusing because there was a point where like they would make money, like if people got oils off my wife, she would also have to do a minimum spend to get her earnings and all these different things. And then, she worked her way up the thing. And now we have so much oils at our house still. And I love them.
Yeah.
But the system was very, very confusing.
But, I mean, let's think about some of them. So you had Tupperware, Nutramedics, Avon, Larev, which was a perfume one. You had your sort of lingerie parties. You had your posties fashion, aromatherapy.
Yeah, as a teenager, lingerie parties to me was a complete misunderstanding. It is not what I, as a teenager, was like, oh, like, that sounds great. But no, it was less trying on, more just like, this is genuinely nice material, whatever. There was one, a mate of mine, him and his wife really got into this one. And it was like a supermarket one almost. I don't know. And it was like they'd have to buy a certain amount of food, but then they wouldn't have to spend it on others. I don't understand how it works, Davo.
Yeah, it's multi-level marketing, so no one really wins except for the bloke at the top. Do you know
top,
what I mean?
To
but yeah, all of these different parties. The thing is the way it worked was that, as you said, there was one of your friends putting the pressure on, come to this party. Everyone feels obligated to go to this lounge room party. And sometimes it was great, sometimes it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I remember my mum feeling so obliged to go there and have to pay out so much money for these products purely because. But they all did it and they all spent. There's something in this.
Could you? Oh, you want to bring it back? I would love to come up with Tim and Davo's multi-level marketing scheme. We just got to figure out what it is. But was there, like, if you went, like, again, please refresh mine and maybe someone else who's listening's memory. So if your mum went and she felt pressured and it's like a Tupperware party or whatever, could she just buy, she's like, oh, I need four, I buy four. Or was it like, no, you need to get in on this. You can't just buy these individual products.
No, the purchasers were fine. They could just buy the products, no dramas. Okay. It was the person that was selling that would have to hit a threshold before they're going to be earning money. And that's where it was the whole scheme there. And that's how it works. But we don't want to give away too many of these multi-level marketing secrets because we're going to be top dogs of ours.
All right. We will brainstorm and we will come up with a fair and reasonable and a genuine multi-level marketing scheme.
You won't want to miss out.
Tim and Davo.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, it's hard to admit on air, but I must say I am a messy girl.
Yeah, I mean, like physically messy. Like, I don't think you're messy. I just think you like to just leave things where they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Like,
you're not grotty.
No, I'm not grotty. Like, I'm not dirty. I am messy. Like, I will say, like, Lola, what's her name?
Young.
Lola Young. Yep. Messy. That's me. Yeah. Absolutely will cause a mess. My car's one of those places that you just go, yeah, okay.
Like the footwell on the passenger side and the seats, like that's just got stuff in it?
Yeah, sometimes. It's just kind of, it's an energy. You get in there and you're like, this is a messy girl's
car.
This
girl lives. Yeah. She's busy.
It's got half my wardrobe in the back, belongings, etc., you know?
Yeah.
And so when I have a rental inspection, it does cause me a little bit of stress because, like I said, I'm a messy girl. I'm not necessarily dirty, but obviously, like, you know, when you're a messy girl, you get it. Yep. You get what I'm talking about.
And rental inspections, you know, I would say I could offer some advice, but the last time I talked about my approach to rental inspections, and then this, like, they don't care, whatever, as long as the place isn't, like, literally dirty and, like, you've tidied up, they don't care. So you shouldn't care too much either. And then that day they said the owners are moving back in the home and you have to get out. So I'm not going to give you advice on what to do for rental inspections.
No, well, I take it seriously. You know, like, I'm going the skirting boards. And just a side note, like, how I did not realise when I was growing up that dust would be such a huge part of my life.
Yeah, man, it's everywhere. Literally, it's in the air.
It's everywhere. All over your stuff. Like, you have to constantly be on top of the dust situation.
So say if you had a rental inspection on a Thursday, what day are you starting to clean?
On the weekend for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So on Sunday, I got to business and sorted it out because I've had a couple of busy weeks and I thought, you know what? Now is the time. Let's sort this stuff.
Does that mean the air mattress that you inflated in March finally had to get deflated?
Yes. It was April, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
Early April.
Sorry. I'm so sorry that I made it. Seemed like it was up for that extra month. But, yeah, it's been up since April. So you had to deflate the air mattress.
Yeah, it was time to say goodbye, which was a shame because I do have a small apartment. So it was quite nice having a little spot to, like, you know, lay down in the lounge because my lounge is quite small, if I'm honest.
You live in a studio apartment,
little
don't you?
Studio apartment, you know. So, yeah, obviously busy day Sunday, got it all clean. Even last night was doing the floors because the floors are always, once again, why is it always so messy? Another lot of the floors, whatever. This morning got up because they said we'll be there from 8:30. So I'm like, right, got to be up, got to be ready. Got to be ready for work then because we start a little bit later.
You can't just shower while they're there.
No.
Especially
not
in a studio apartment. Oh, here's my whole breast. Excuse me.
So I made the effort this morning to be up and ready for it, whatever. And then it got to about 8:45, so sort of almost just like the time had started, and I got a message saying, hey, we're not coming.
When you're in the windows, tough. Like on the day before your window opens is not nice, but while you're in your window, that hurts. It's like having, you go, I'm having mates around for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cook a whole incredible dinner. Mm-hmm. It's in the oven. There's enough food for 10 people. And they all pull out at the last second. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I've done all this work.
Yeah.
What are we going
to
do?
Tough work. I mean, and the girls will know you're going on a date. You've shaved yourself from head to toe. And then, you know, it doesn't work out the way you'd like to.
He calls you and he says, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, sure. You know.
In your instance. Tricky that mine was about having so many friends and yours was about one single man.
But it was,
we're alone regardless.
It was one of those things where you just like, this has been a lot of effort, all for no payoff.
Didn't you? This happened last year as well.
It did.
And you paid for a cleaner.
I did. And what's more annoying is the window that they give to you, it's now in 3 weeks' time. Just enough time to be an absolute pig again.
Yep. Well, she doesn't learn.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, we've already spoken about this briefly about 20, 30 minutes ago, but you love magicians.
Yeah, man, I love magicians. Close-up magic gets me so excited.
Yes, we were just chatting to Dazzling Dan, who is a magician here in Geelong. We have set him up. I think he's coming in next week, and we are going to get some up-close and personal magic. But a mate of yours is dating a third magician, not by choice. She just keeps meeting guys, falling for them, and then he goes, alakazam, I'm a magician.
I feel like the magician portion is part of the courtship.
Okay,
for sure. Like,
right,
there's no way it wouldn't be, like, mate. If you could whip out a card trick like this, well, like these blokes can.
In the bedroom, you reckon?
Anywhere.
Something you said that really shook me. You said that when you see close-up magic in person, you get physically sick almost.
Yes, it makes me want to vomit. It does.
So I thought, because no one's ever said that out loud before, let alone on a radio
show. They have.
And I'm sorry if you're listening and I've just dismissed a feeling you've had. Like, we've all thought, like, how the hell did you do that? But I've never gone, I'm going to be sick. So I just thought I'd give you an opportunity for me, for everyone listening, to explain what the heck you mean that you feel like vomiting when you're watching close-up magic.
Well, look, there was a magician that I met in Adelaide a few years ago. His name is Ben Hart, and he's from the UK, right? And he's a world-class magician.
You called him a warlock.
I think he is a warlock, and I'm not going to lie, because this man did tricks that I honestly can only dream of. It was... I mean, I showed you an old video of him doing a trick, like, on camera, which I think is also another level. Like, you are throwing yourself out there on camera to be caught. And you couldn't explain it. You can zoom in on that video all you like, and you cannot explain how he makes these cards disappear.
Yeah. So, and essentially, it's like a full deck, then he just shakes his hand, then it's half a deck, shakes his hand, then it's one card.
Yeah, but don't even start with your little theories of, like, oh, they're just going up his sleeve or rah, rah, rah. Mate, the man didn't have sleeves on. He had nothing but magic power.
Just a vest.
This man in particular, this magician, had an aura about him that was unsettling to begin with. And I don't mean that in a sinister way. I mean, like, I thought he was a warlock, dude. Yeah. Like, he had magic in his hands.
Because, like, magicians will come out and say, look, it's an illusion. Like, this is, it's the art of deceiving, and it's like the sleight of hand and all those kind of things. Mm. So when, especially with card tricks, like... And there's those videos where they go, here's how I did it, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you're not thinking that this is a trick or an illusion.
No,
like, you
magic.
Think the magic is making these cards disappear. And then, and in the video, you literally go, that you show me, you're like, oh, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah.
Why does it make you sick?
It makes my tummy flip. When you see these tricks be done, my stomach flips. It literally feels like I'm going on a roller coaster. You know,
is
that,
it because you can't understand it?
I can't understand it. It's very exciting for me is what I'll say. It's just, it's just so ridiculous. And yeah, I don't know. I think you know me. I commit to things. Like when I get on board with something, I'm on board with it, right? So as you said, I'm watching this magic trick and I'm not thinking about the illusion. I'm not thinking, how's he doing it? I'm buying into the magic.
Yeah, you're a sucker.
And it's incredible. It's a great place to be.
In that flow state of watching a magician. Well, next week with Dazzling Dan, we'll bring in a bucket just in case things get out of hand and a mop.
It's Tim and Davo.
And you're feeling a bit toey this afternoon, Davo?
Yeah, very nice. Bit toey. I'm not feeling a bit toey, but a bloke at the cinemas last night certainly was when I watched him remove not only his laced shoes but his socks to get his dogs out at the cinema. And I just think there's certain places where dogs shouldn't be. And I'm talking about feet, obviously.
Yeah. I don't love it. We did discuss sandals and thongs and that. They're more acceptable. Mm-hmm. Like if they slip off, the foot's already pretty much out.
They're already out.
Whatever. But just don't, you never put them up on a chair.
No. Keep yourself tidy.
Even if your shoes are on.
Come on.
But socks and shoes off, like taking them in to take them off is crazy. Mm-hmm. But you never know. People like what they're into, Dave.
Well, we want to know, is it okay to get your dogs out in the cinema?
Olivia is in Bannockburn. Olivia, what do you feel about people taking off their socks and shoes at the movies?
Gross.
Yeah, right.
Just shouldn't do it.
Yeah, and do you think it's like if they are wearing a Birkenstock or a thong, is that okay? Or are you just strictly keep your shoes on?
Well, yeah, well, like you said, that it's already half out, but it's very conscious and a very big effort to undo laced shoes and take your socks off as well. And you don't know what kind of toe jam or anything anyone's got. Gross.
Yeah. I mean, bringing toe jam into it, that's an argument in itself.
I know it's not technically a swear, but that felt close to cutting off. Like, that's... Livia, so, like, say if you went to the movies and you saw Davo, you saw her taking her shoes off, would you go over and say to someone, like, put your shoes back on? Or would you just, like, do those, like, oh... like those kind of looks, or would you just suffer in silence?
Yeah, huffer and puffer, and maybe I might even move, but it's gross.
Or a little like pewee.
Walk with your fingers covering your nose. All right, Liv, appreciate.
Yeah, probably do something like that.
Yeah, good. Appreciate your call, Liv. Mel in Torquay. Now, Mel,
I'm starting to regret calling after what Olivia said.
No.
Sometimes I do because my feet are so sore from work. I sometimes massage my feet in the cinema.
You're touching them.
She's a hard worker though, Tim, and I don't want to turn on her.
I'm a very clean person and I always wash my hands. So, yeah, I'm really sorry. And my feet never smell. Mm.
Are you sharing popcorn with anyone? Because that could be an issue.
No, I don't. I actually get Cheezels.
Oh.
And I get my own packet.
I don't know why that.
You've really worked out your way to do this so you can still do what you want, which is to touch your feet in the movie. Like, and your shoes and socks off there, Mel.
Do you know what? At least I'm honest, and I'm sure a lot of other people do it as well.
No.
We love it.
Absolutely, and we're so appreciative of your call. And, like, you should do what makes you happy, mate. And if that's getting your hand cream out to moisturise your feet in the cinemas, then why not?
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.